الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من غدا إلى المسجد لا يريد أن إلا أن يتعلم خيرا أو يعلمه كان له كأجر حاج تاما حجته أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, for those who will recollect, last week also we discussed on the one hand the extreme benevolence, mercy, kindness, compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the fifth pillar of Islam, Hajj, represents from the point of view of the type of reward and recompense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. Very difficult to actually do justice to translate this expression with the correct nuance and underlying meaning of this, but not literal. To break it down to our understanding, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, can you even contemplate any other recompense for an accepted Hajj but Jannah? Almost as if Jannah is guaranteed. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's important for you and I to try to appreciate and understand the effect these type of declarations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have upon them. Human beings, as I mentioned last week, their psyche is made up in such a way, Allah has made you and I in such a way, that we are naturally competitive. We observe this. Little siblings, as they grow up in the house, almost every day, small children, they fight with one another. They want the better toy, they want the better food, they want the better clothing. This is a natural expression of what Allah has placed in every human being. We are competitive by nature. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, one of the fundamental efforts that they made was what we call zehen sazi, conditioning the hearts and minds of the ummah. Islam is deen fitrat. Islam fitratullah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. There is nothing in our deen and sharia that is not 100% aligned to human nature. That is why when a man's life is on deen, naturally He has this itminan, he has this sukoon, he has this peace of mind, he has this tranquility. And when a man, when someone, Allah protect us, is involved in guna and sins, then whoever it may be, he may have the lowest of the lowest of iman, but he will always be bechain, he will always be restless, there will not be that inner enjoyment in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience. Why? Because Islam is deen e fitrat. It's part of our nature. And when competing with one another is in our nature, Shariat is not going to take us away from that. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged competition. He encouraged us to be competitive. Quran encourages us to be competitive. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly addressed this competitive spirit of humanity and encouraged it. The only difference, the zehn sazi, the conditioning of the minds and the heart, was to change the direction of the competition. Your neighbor opened up a new shop. Your business competitor is bringing in a new line. Somebody who is on an equal social standing with you is suddenly starting to do very well financially. Or some relative of yours, his children are doing very well in school. You become irritated. This worries you. Sometimes it gives you sleepless nights. What is this? This is an indication of the attachment of the heart with dunya. You and I today are competing in dunya because dunya has become beloved in this heart. And this, as I mentioned last week, Imam Hassan Basri, the great sage of Islam, rahimahullah, he said, إِذَا رَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَنَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. He said, don't be a fool. When you see someone competing in dunya, become a millionaire, become a millionaire, become a trillionaire. Make as many businesses as you want, gather as much investments as you want. But the reality at the time of maut, at the time of death, when Malakul Maut presents himself, Inna ja'alna ma'al al-ard zinatan laha al-malu al-banun zinatul hayati dunya. How many places in the Quran? May Allah constantly reminds us that whatever you can see, whatever you amass of this dunya, do whatever you want. At maut, at death, it is zero. Kuch bhi saath nahi aa rahe. Nothing is coming with. The wealth will be left behind. What will come with you? What is a sign of intelligence? What was the effort that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made on the hearts of the ummah, on the hearts of sahaba? That value is amal, value is deen, value is taqwa. Umayr bin Hammam, Humam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the medan is Badr. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ta'arradu, ta'arradu ila jannah. Ta'arradu, this has an underlying meaning of strive, outdo one another. The verse of the Quran I recited in the beginning, Sabiqu, my Allah commands you and I, run, outdo the next person, reach the height, leave him behind. Sabiqu, ta'arradu, but to what? Not one shop to two shops, not rands and dollars, not the investments of this world, not things you are going to leave behind. Ila jannatin, ardu as-samawatu wal-ard, compete with one another for jannat. Compete with one another for Allah's pleasure. Compete with one another for sunnah. Compete with one another for amal and deen. Ta'arradu ila jannatin, ardu as-samawatu wal-ard. Sahabi hears this. Sahabi hears this. Bakhin, bakhin. Starts jumping with joy. There's no literal translation for this. Starts jumping with joy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, what has happened, Umayr? Why have you reacted like this? Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakhin bakhin. Like how you and I will start jumping for joy if someone gives us one guaranteed investment opportunity. Bring in this line, or put your money here, it's going to multiply exponentially, guaranteed. Like how we become excited, Sahaba would become excited about Akhirat, about Amal, about Deen. This halqa of Ta'aleem that we are encouraged to sit, establish in every masjid, and today it's a travesty that is just a few handful of brothers, those that are going regularly in Tabligh, even amongst them it is so weak, the shock, this inclination to sit in that halqa. Hear what Allah is going to give you. Hear the promises of Allah. Like I mentioned last week, I'm mentioning it again this week. By coming early for Jummah, by walking to the masjid to come for Jummah, on every step my Nabi said, Allah will give you the reward of fasting for 1 year. Allah will give you the reward of one night's tahajjud salah on every step. How is it even possible if we had yaqeen and conviction on amal that at the time of Jumu'ah, right up till the khutbah, the masjid is three-quarter empty? How is it even possible? How is it even possible? Fajr Salah. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla fi subha fi jama'atin, fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. When every one of us is scared every time we walk out of our house. Every time our children go to play, we are scared. We are scared about what? Security. We are scared about aman. We are scared about protection. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and write this down in stone, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. He said, you want Allah's protection? Read Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Read Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Those of us who are wealthy will pay a security company to protect our children and our families. But the masjid, 2-3 safs at the time of Fajr, and that too in winter when Fajr is 6 o'clock and past 6 o'clock. What is this an indication of, my respected brothers? It is an indication of the lack of conviction of amal. And this is why it is so important in every home, in every masjid, daily take out the time to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Hear what Allah and His Rasul ﷺ is promising us. Slowly, drop by drop, eventually that conviction will start coming in the heart. Sahaba, this was a daily occurrence in Madinah Munawwara. Coming back to the incident I was mentioning, my Nabi, look at how he puts water in the mouth of Sahaba. Ta'arradu ila Jannah. Jannah is waiting for you. Why are you holding back? Sahabi is excited, jumping up and down. Bakhin, bakhin. Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakhin, bakhin. Why have you reacted like this? He said, inni uridu an akuna min ahliha. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this jannat you are talking about, I want this jannat. Inni uridu an akuna min ahliha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you are a jannati. Allah has granted it to you. He's eating some dates. Look at the reaction. Look at the conviction on the promises of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at the shock and inclination for amal. We don't want to hesitate to lose out on one financial opportunity. Sahaba had that kind of shock, that kind of jazba, that kind of spirit of competition for amal. Because understand, accept it or don't accept it, the faqir, the pauper, the loser of this dunya and akhirat is the pauper and the loser of amal, not mal. Today we feel we've lost out if you haven't earned wealth. Wealth is Allah's distribution. It has nothing to do with your lineage or your intelligence. Wealth is Allah's distribution. Sahaba, there were many poor, there were many rich. Sahaba could not tolerate being a pauper in amal. They understood the real pauper is the pauper of amal, the pauper of qabr, the pauper of hashar, the pauper of the day of judgment is the real pauper. The faqir, the bankrupt, the loser is the one who has lost out in amal. Sahabi hears this, you are a jannati. What is the reaction? He's eating some dates. لَإِنْ حَيِّتُ إِلَىٰ أَنْ آكُلَ تَمَرَاتِ هَذَا لَكَانَ حَيَاةً طَوِيلًا. If I remain alive as long as it takes me to eat these dates, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting for? The point I wanted to make is, look at how Allahu Akbar, the Sahabi, as he is striving in the path of Allah, as he is going towards Jannah, in the form of a poem, he encapsulates these verses of the Quran. He encapsulates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He encapsulates the spirit of competition which my Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. Like I said, Islam is deen e fitrat. It is natural to be competitive. Change the direction of your competition. Look at how he encapsulates this. رَقْضًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ زَادِي إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِي وَالصَّبْرِ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِي غَيْرَ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ. He says, I am running, I am outdoing everyone, I am ahead. My Allah said, سَابِقُوا, run. I am running, but where? إِلَى اللَّهِ, I am running to Allah. I am running to Akhirat. I am running to Jannat. And O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am leaving behind. Sahaba, Dawat was in their lifeblood. Till the last breath they gave Dawat. Look at the Dawat he gives. He says, I am running to Allah, but my pockets are empty. You think I am faqir? You think I am poor? You think I am a pauper? I've got no maal. I've got no gold, no silver, no investments. Ghairi zaad of dunya, I have nothing. But O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am still running to my Allah, because what do I have with me? I have taqwa with me. I have the amal of deen with me. Sahaba's bags were full. They had, their bank accounts were full. Their bank vaults were full. Their deposit boxes were full. Their storehouses were full of amal. Amal. Illa tuqa wal bir wal rashad. I have taqwa. I have amal of akhirat. I have piety. I have Allah's obedience. And O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I'm leaving behind, know and understand. Kullu zaad. Whatever you amass, whatever you collect, whatever you run behind of this dunya, whatever you outdo one another of this dunya, urdatun nafad. Know and understand, it is going to come to an end. It is a target of destruction. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. It is going to come to an end. What will remain? Ghayrat tuqa wal bir wal rashad. Taqwa will remain. Amal will remain. Allah's obedience will remain. When Sahaba heard, Allah is giving you this on Hajj, and this on Hajj, and this on Hajj, the poor ones amongst them, the ones who couldn't make Hajj, they had sleepless nights. They formed a delegation. They went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, we are disadvantaged. The mercy of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the door was open for the ummah till Qiyamah. I mentioned last week, one or two amal, my Nabi said, one, read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. Sit in the masjid till the time of Ishraq. You don't need Saudi accreditation. You don't need a 6-week or a 5-week package. You don't need an airline fare also. Just sit for 1 or 1.25 hours in the masjid every day. And what does my Nabi say? كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ حَاجِّ مِثْلُ حَجِّ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ حَجَّةٍ وَعُمْرَةٍ تَامَّةٍ. He said, Allah will give you every day one maqbool hajj and umrah reward. Complete. Don't doubt it. Recapping what we mentioned last week, he said, make wuzu at home. Man tatahara fi baytihi. Make wuzu at home. Come to the masjid for your far salah with jamaat. Come to the masjid for your far salah with jamaat. And Allah will give you reward as if you tied your ihram at home and came for hajj. Every salah of the day Allah is giving you. Juma salah. Auza'i rahimahullah mentions, Yunus bin Maysara entered the Qabristan. He saw the graves. He addressed them. Assalamu alaikum. Ya ahl al quburi min al muslimin. Peace be upon you, residents of these graves. رَحِمَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَغَفَرَ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ فَكَأَنْتُمْ قَدْ سِرْتُمْ إِلَى مَا سِرْنَا إِلَيْهِ. He made dua for the residents of the graveyard, greeted them. May Allah have mercy upon you. May Allah forgive you. And then the sabak, when you see the grave, don't look at it just like that. Look at it with sabak. Look at it with lesson. Look at it with ibrat. He looked at the graves and he said, you are gone to where we are just about to come. You are gone ahead. We are right behind you. From the grave, on his sincerity, Allah made it such. Karamatul awliya haq. Karamat of awliya is the truth. From the grave, the response came. Wa alaykum as-salam. Peace be upon you also. And then the message. Tuba lakum. Tuba lakum. Ya ahla dunya. Khina tahujuna fi shahri. Arba mirar. Mubarak to you. You are still alive. Our doors have closed. Our opportunities to earn have closed. They have come to an end. Mubarak to you, those that are alive. Allah is giving you an opportunity to make Hajj every month 4 times. Hajj every month 4 times. Ila Ain, he surprised Yunus bin Maysara. Ila Ain, what Hajj are you talking about? Hajj is once a year. Hajj is once a lifetime. Hajj is only in Zulhijjah. 4 times a month Hajj, what are you talking about? From the grave. Ama ta'lamun. Ama ta'lamun. Anna khudura salatil jum'ah. Ta'adilu hajjatan mabruratan muqabbala. Maqbula fi riwaya. That, don't you know? Every Friday on the day of Jumu'ah, fulfilling Jumu'ah Salah with its sunnats, fulfilling Jumu'ah Salah with its mustahabbat, fulfilling Jumu'ah Salah, giving it its due respect and credence, coming early to the masjid, sitting in amal, sitting with sukoon and wakar, listening to the imam attentively. What is Allah giving you? Maqbool, mabroor hajj every week. Every week you and I have this opportunity. Where is the shauq? Where is the talab in the ummah? Such is the mercy of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are technically disadvantaged, they don't have the means. Among sahaba, every sahabi, when they heard the reward of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shauq was there, the inclination was there. Some of them didn't have the means. Some were sick, some were infirm, some didn't have the financial means. When my Nabi goes on Tabuk, on the journey of Tabuk, he addresses his sahaba and he says, Inna bil madinati la rijal. Inna bil madinati la rijal. Ma sirtum masira. Wala qata'tum wadiya. Illa kanu ma'akum. Ay sharakukum fil ajr. O kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O my companions of Tabuk, you are striving in the path of Allah. I, your Nabi, want to remind you, in Medina, there are some brothers of yours. There are some brothers of yours that حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُزَرُ. They had an excuse. They were weak, they were sick, they were infirm, or they didn't have the financial means. Their hearts are with you. The niyat and the intention is there. Couldn't afford to go for Hajj. How much shauq was there? How much niyat was there? How much crying was there? How much dua was there? This dua, this shauq, this talab, this inclination, this desire to get the reward from Allah Ta'ala, this doesn't go in vain. The value of a mu'min's niyat. The value of a mu'min's niyat. How important making the correct niyat is. How important having this competitive spirit. Ya Allah, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. What does my Nabi say? Man talaba shahadata bisidqin. Man talaba shahadata bisidqin. That man who in his heart, every time there is tashkil to go in the path of Allah, if he can go, he goes. If he can't go, he has the shauq. Ya Allah, I want to strive in your path. Ya Allah, I want to be a da'i for your deen. Ya Allah, accept my wealth. Accept my life. Ya Allah, use me for your deen. Ya Allah, take my life in your path. Take my life in your path. Meaning of the hadith. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, if a person is sincere in this intention, بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَى وَلَوْ مَاتَ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ. Allah will raise him tomorrow with the shuhada, even if he died on his bed at home. Even if he died on his bed at home, if the niyat sidqin, from the heart, the shauq was there, the inclination was there, the sincere intention was there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Tabuk. He says to the Sahaba, those of your brothers who were left behind in Madinah Munawwara, their sincerity of intention to be with you is such that you did not cross any valley, you didn't take any step, except they were with you. Even though they are in Medina, they were with you. In other words, sharakukum fil ajr, whatever reward you are getting, Allah is giving them the same reward because of their intention. Hajj came and went. How many of us had that sincere intention? The proof of niyatu sadiqa, the proof of sincerity of intention, my respected brothers. You want a thermometer? You want a yardstick? You want a checking gauge? How sincere are we? Ya Allah, I want that reward. Ask ourselves that question, where we were at the time of Fajr, where we are at the time of Farz Jamaat, where we are on the day of Jumu'ah, where we are. When in hadith we are told, Allah is giving you the same reward as Hajj. Allah is giving you the same reward as Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Earlier I mentioned about this halqa of ta'aleem. My Nabi, when in one word, when he was in many ahadith, when he would describe himself, I Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do I represent? What would he say? Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Allah has sent me as one who will impart the knowledge of deen. Allah has sent me as a teacher. Allah has sent me as one who makes tabligh of the knowledge of deen. This third point, mazloom, oppressed third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr. This is the lifeblood. Don't take that halqa of ta'aleem in your home or in the masjid lightly. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. How valuable is this halqa of ta'aleem in the masjid? My Nabi said, Man ghada ila al masjid. La yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. That ummati of mine who left his house to go to the masjid. Why? What was his niyat? Not only salah. He came to the masjid because of the halqa of ta'aleem. He came to learn and teach deen. He came to establish what used to happen in Masjid al-Nabawi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu went in the bazaar of Medina and said, the miras and legacy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been distributed in the masjid. What did they find? Halaqat, gatherings of Allah's remembrance, of learning and teaching deen. My Nabi said, a person who leaves his home to come to the masjid with this niyat and this intention that I'm going to learn or teach deen. La yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. Learn and teach, disseminate the knowledge of deen. What you and I, he looks like somebody walking to the masjid in the eyes of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is he? Kana lahu ka ajri hajjin Taman hajjatuhu. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah is rewarding him like a haji who completed a perfect, beautiful hajj will be rewarded. Don't take this halqa of ta'aleem lightly. Don't take this coming to the masjid to learn and teach deen lightly. This is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or any organization. This is taken directly from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what my Nabi wanted every ummati to be. Every ummati has to be muallim. Every ummati has to be one who is all the time learning and passing on the knowledge of deen. This halqa of ta'aleem is a training for us. Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen is acquired through learning. Learn deen, not only in maktab and madrasa. Don't feel you pass the sell-by date. Deen has to be learned from min al-lahad ila al-qabr, min al-mahad ila al-lahad, from the cradle to the grave. A mu'min, a muballigh, a da'i is mu'allim, and he is a student every day of his life. Look at this hadith I just mentioned. Every time you come to the masjid with the niyat of ta'lim, kana lahu mithlu ajri hajin tamman hajatuhu. You are a maqbool, mabroor, accepted haji every day of your life. Coming to the masjid with the niyat of ta'lim. Coming to the masjid to disseminate the knowledge of deen. Such a shariat, such a deen, such opportunities we were given. One youngster comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni uridul jihad, wala aqdiru alayhi. Inni uridul jihad, wala aqdiru alayhi. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go in jihad. I want to go in jihad, but I don't have the ability. Wallah, there's not one or two riwayat. There are many, many riwayat like this. Many, many riwayat. And each time, what would the response of my Nabi be? What would the response of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be? I'm digressing in the light of what is going on in our homes today. Which parents' hearts are not broken? Which parents' hearts are not crying out? My Allah, kaan khol kar sun lena. My Allah equated his ibadat with the haqq of parents. My Allah equated his shukr with the haqq of parents. My Allah equated his tawheed with the haqq of parents. I am not saying it. Quran is saying it. How many verses? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah is one. Immediately Allah commands you. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. قُلْ تَعَالُوا أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, don't make shirk. And immediately, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ ما تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا إن الشرك لظلم عظيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالدي أن اشكر لي ولوالديك. 5 verses of the Quran I mentioned. Many more verses. Allah commands you with توحيد, your parents. Allah prohibits you from shirk and then warns you about your parents. Allah commands you, make shukr to Allah, and immediately with that, what does my Allah say? Shukr to my Allah is shukr to your parents. My Nabi said, Ala ukhbirukum, should I not tell you, akbarul kabair, the greatest sin, the greatest sin, the greatest sin any man can commit. Sahaba said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, al-ishraku billah, make shirk with Allah, make shirk with Allah, make shirk with Allah. This is the worst sin you can commit. And immediately with that, what did my Nabi say? Immediately with that, what did he equate shirk with? He said, akbarul kabair, the worst sin you can commit, al-ishraku billah, wa uququl walidain, mushrik. And my Nabi in one sentence joined a mushrik with whom? The worst sinner, mushrik. Who did he join it with? He said, uququl walidain, the one who has broken the heart of his parents. The one who has broken the heart of his parents. More na shukri days than him. Sahaba would come. Ya Rasulullah, we want to make jihad. Ya Rasulullah, we want to do this. Ya Rasulullah, we want to do that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would my Nabi say? Ilzam abaqiya min walidayka ahad. Are your parents alive? Are your parents alive? Sometimes they would say my mother. Sometimes they would say my mother and father. Many, many riwayat. Ilzam rijleha. Ilzam rijleha. My Nabi said, hold on to the leg of your mother. Fathammal Jannah. Jannat is there. Jannat is there. Innal Jannata tahta aqdamil ummahat. You want to find Jannat, where will you find it? Underneath the feet of your mother. After Fajr Salah Ghaliban, one day he says to Sahaba, Nimtu faraituni fil Jannah. Oh my Sahaba, last night in my dream, Allah took me to Jannat. Allah took me to Jannat. Nimtu faraituni fil Jannah. I was sleeping. Allah took me to Jannat. And for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it won't be ordinary Jannat. It will be Jannatul Firdaus. Saqfuha, Arshur Rahman, the roof of Firdaus is the Arsh of Allah. Where is Medina? Where is Jannat? Work it out geographically, distance wise. Where is Medina? Where is Jannat? He says, Allah took me to Jannat last night. His dreams were wahi. What does he tell us about Jannat? The palaces? The streams, the rivers, the hoor? No! He says, oh my Sahaba, when I went into Jannat, I could hear someone reading Quran in Medina. Allah took me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Jannat, and in that Jannat, I can hear the qiraat, فَسَمِعْتُ سَوْتَ قَارِعَ. I could hear the qiraat, the Quran, of someone who is reading Quran in Medina. You are listening to me now. The brothers in the back can hear me clearly. Why? Because of this mic system. How many thousands do you have to spend? Bigger the function, more mic system. What type of sound system had to be put into place? That the man is reading Quran in Tahajjud in Medina and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hearing his qiraat in Jannatul Firdaus. Understand this. Can you put a price on this? Can you quantify this? The maqam, the status Allah is giving this man. فَسَمِعْتُ سَوْتَ قَارِ. I could hear someone reading Quran in Jannat. I asked the malaika, who is this? They responded, it is your sahabi, Harisa bin Nu'man. Harisa bin Nu'man is reading Quran in Medina. His Quran is in Jannat. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears his Quran in Jannat. And then what does my Nabi say? كَذَلِكَ الْبِرِّ. كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ لِأَنَّهُ أَبَرَّ لِأُمِّهِ. My Nabi said, it is nothing but the service that Harisa did to his mother that elevated him like this. He lowered himself before his mother. Allah took his qiraat and put it in Jannat and gave the testimony of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his haq. Parents getting old, parents getting weak, parents getting infirm, parents becoming dependent on you financially, by the qasam of my Allah, is not a burden, it is an opportunity. Old age homes cannot exist in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mother who is spoken to, the other day one youngster message come, you hateful bigot, na'uzu billah. I'm not making this up. You hateful bigot, what type of person of iman can ever address his mother like that? We are destroying ourselves. We are destroying our qabr and our akhirat. My Nabi said, there is no Allah out of His mercy will delay His azab, will delay kullu dhunub, yuakhiruha Allahu al-uqubata ila yawm al-qiyamah. Every sin, Allah out of His mercy will delay the azab. Illa uququl walidain, except when you break the heart of your parents. Except when you break the heart of your parents. It is Allah's system. Yu'ajjilu lahal uquubata fid dunya. Allah will bring this azab very quickly upon you. In this dunya, barru abakum, tabarrukum abnaukum. It's almost as if it's a financial exchange. What does my Nabi say? Hadith is daif, but the matan is correct. What does my Nabi say? Humble yourself before your parents. Allah will instill obedience in your children. Tomorrow, today you break their hearts. Today you break their hearts. Allah protect us. Tomorrow your children will break your hearts. This is hadith. Understand, where are we going? Sahabi comes. Inni uridul jihad. Ya Rasulullah, I want to make jihad. I don't have the ability. Abaqiya min walidayka ahad. My Nabi says, are any of your parents alive? He says, Ummi. Ya Rasulullah, my mother is alive. What does Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Go 4 months, go 1 year, strive, give your life in the path of Allah. What does he say? Qabilillaha fi birriha. Qabilillaha fi birriha. Finish yourself in putting sukoon, putting khushi in the heart of that mother. Faida faalta dhalik. If you do that, fanta hajjun wa mu'tamirun wa mujahid. Tomorrow Allah will raise you as one who made hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah, and jihad upon jihad. Such a shariat, such a deen we are given. Competition, yes. Allah accept the hujjaj, but take the sabak, take the lesson. We want the return, we want the reward. Develop the shauq of amal, salah with jamaat in the masjid, taaleem in the masjid, and let our homes become a namuna of akhlaq, of character. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhud.